There seems to be a death cult taking over this nation. From all segments of society, America seems to be spiraling down to the pit. Self-destruction seems to be our destiny. America needs to have more babies. Yes, we need more babies. We need life and not death.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How are you doing? This is Sam Tolley with Trusting the Truth, and today I want to talk about America's need for more babies. We need babies. Every society learns, if they're going to survive, they have to have babies. For many years, the communist Chinese had this one-child policy because they fell into the trap of overpopulation or the idea that they were being overpopulated. And now they're coming to find out they don't have enough children. There's not enough women because many of the abortions that they were forced to have, people would have abortions so they can just have the male child instead of the female child because they were looking for the male child to be able to take care of the elderly parents. Well, they're coming to find out they don't have enough women being born for the men. So they had to rescind their one child only abortion on demand or abortion by demand situation to try to increase the population. Well, they got the people so programmed that many of them are not trying to have more than one child. And, you know, it's amazing to me that when we look at our society, the earth culture as a whole, we fall for all these lies that society places on us. Instead of listening to what God said, instead of paying attention to what God said in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, created him, male and female created he them. No transgenderism. God didn't make a mistake. If you came out with a vagina, you were the woman God designed. You came out with a penis, you were the man God designed. And verse 28, God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." We were called to fill the earth and to use the resources that God gave us. We weren't called to micromanage and to kill off the Imago Dei, the image bearers of God, because there was too many of us. Don't you think God knew what he was doing? God knows exactly what he was doing. He knows exactly what he called us to do. So America, just like many other countries, fell into the trap of not replenishing the earth. And so there was this show that I can't stand. I don't watch it. The View, where these women on The View were talking about President Trump's proposal to give $5,000 to families to have babies. We're to the point now where in the United States, they're recognizing that we need to have more babies. Now, The View is on a network called ABC, and ABC is owned by Disney. Disney, when I was a little kid, was an organization that presented itself to be a family-orientated place. Everybody wanted to go to Disneyland. Every kid wanted to go there. I wanted to go there. I used to look forward every week of watching the Wide World of Disney. They'd have all kind of family programs on. One of my favorites was Zorro. Zorro, they had Texas John Slaughter, El Vago Vaga. I was always about Westerns and that sort of thing. But they had Swamp Fox. They had all kinds, Davy Crockett, Daniel Boone. They had all kinds of adventure series and, of course, animations and things like that. But it was family oriented. And it seemed like their program was more designed to attract the family. In the 50s, when I grew up, it was not unusual for families to have 5 to 9 kids. Something that got frowned upon. You know, we're only supposed to have 2. But most of the my friends all came from big families. And interesting, surprisingly, many of you today might find those large families were able to be taken care of on the income of one person, the father, for the most part. Now, things have changed. Rarely do you see a single parent household taking care of a family. And it's unheard of to hear a family with 5 to 9 children these days. And Disney is not presenting itself to be the family-oriented conglomerate that it was in the 50s. Matter of fact, I want to show you an image of a worker at Disney. This image was taken maybe a year or so ago to show you how far Disney has changed. This picture, yes, that is not a lady with a mustache. That is a man. That is a man working in a clothing store at a Disney location. I think it was Disneyland or maybe Disney World. I'm not sure which. But it was definitely a Disney location. This tranny, this man masquerading as a woman in a clothing store inside a theme park should let you know the level of fall as far as family is concerned from Disney. And I would caution you about taking your children to any of their locations, because this is the kind of thing that is helping destroy our society. When you have men masquerading as women and women masquerading as men, and people thinking that same-sex so-called marriage is honorable, you're going to have a lower birth rate. When you put stigmatism on the natural, God-given family structure, you're going to have problems with the birth rate. So this is the kind of thing that we are up against as a society. And people like me actually are being frowned upon for bringing that out. I don't care. You know, my job is to present biblical truth and honesty, because I have to account what I do to the Almighty. And as long as I have breath and they haven't locked me up or shut me down, I'm going to do my job. Now let's look at this segment of The View. Like I said, Disney owns ABC. ABC is the network that shows The View. I'm going to play some of this, and then I'm going to try to put my thoughts in as
it's decline in America. The White House is looking into offering $5,000 cash bonuses, expanded access to IVF, along with other incentives for women to have more babies.
Why?
And, okay. I am incredibly insulted by this because clearly they don't know how women's bodies work and they don't know what it costs to raise a child or just have a child.
No, that's stupid. I mean that shows you the intelligence level of the people on The View and the intelligence level, obviously, of the audience. Because, of course, they know what it costs to raise a child. And they know what a woman's body does and can't do. But these are the kind of people that like to insult normal thinking. You know, we should never even get to a point as a society that you have to make inducements for people to have babies. All you should be doing actually is presenting a biblical worldview, a family structure, and showing the decency and the right aspects in which a growing and flourishing society should operate. But we have people like Whoopi, who thankfully you don't have to worry, she doesn't have to worry about that, mocking the idea of having more babies. You would never see her mock the idea of destroying babies in the womb.
I don't know what $5,000 is supposed to do. And it's not even $5,000 because you have to cut it in half because you got to pay taxes on it.
Yeah.
So they're offering you $2,500. To have a baby. Now, don't forget about all the stuff they've cut.
Right, yeah. We have
that
a list
you need.
That.
Yes, you have a list.
Yep.
So I'm supposed to say to you all, and are you ready for this?
Yeah.
What do you think of this proposal? Does it address the reasons why perhaps people aren't having children these days? But aren't you excited about it?
Well, I'm not going to turn down a $5,000 check, but I think there are...
I think you will.
But,
well, 2,500, babe.
But you had three. You're going to have more.
You're missing my point. That's a line. Thank you, comedians, for ruining that. But what I was going to say is it's like putting a Band-Aid on a deeper problem. We don't have paid family leave in this country. We don't have subsidized child care. We have the highest maternal mortality rate.
Yeah.
And the next... It's 55% higher than the second place. That's a lot for one of the wealthiest country in the world. That's a problem. That's where we could work on some of these programs and that $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at cesarean section.
$2,500,
babe. Okay, it's even worse than that.
It depends on your tax bracket,
It
though.
Depends on yeah. your tax, but adding like essential supplies on top of your medical costs, whether you're covered for insurance or not, mm-hmm. you're looking at about $16,000 in the first year, and that's a conservative estimate.
Maybe if we weren't taking care of millions of illegal aliens, there would be more money or less expenses for some of the medical supplies or medical needs of the society that you live in. None of these women, all these women are making a lot of money. And they're talking like, oh, we represent the majority of America. We're standing here as advocators of what's best for America. I guess in their mind's eye, it's best not to have any kids. Instead of sitting over here trying to point out things that they think is going to be a problem, the expense of having children. Like I pointed out earlier, they used to have families with 5 to 9 kids off of one income. Why is it now that you can't hardly afford to take care of 1 or 2 children on 2 incomes? That should be a better thing for them to be trying to figure out, particularly if they were women at home trying to raise children instead of women sitting around a table trying to tell other folks how to
live. It's just not touching the surface on this. But I'm one of those people that I feel that the earth is overpopulated. So when it comes to...
Then why do they want us to have more babies?
Well, they want more babies because it affects not only the workforce, but paying into entitlement programs.
Social safety.
But what I would say is this is a short... They're missing the greater point. AI is going to be a problem for our entitlement programs way before the birth rate.
What entitlement programs?
So like the social safety security. If you have less people working in the workforce, you have less people paying into a system that eventually has to pay out. It's going to bankrupt the social services. The problem here is AI is going to defeat that way before our birth rates are.
So
they're missing something greater. They have to rework our social system.
Well, they need to tax billionaires for one thing.
That would help.
And corporations. Yeah. Maybe they'll have some more money.
Actually floated taxing billionaires.
He floated people
that make more than $1 million a year as well. He wants to tax.
These super rich people always like to talk about how Donald Trump and different people are making it easier for the billionaires and the millionaires, which all of them, I believe, are probably millionaires. But a lot of the average people don't realize that the 1% pay the majority of the taxes. The way the tax structure is set up in this country, it really isn't fair. You make more money, you pay a lot more, although they talk about paying your fair share. You know, those that make the most pay the most. And if this woman's talking about she's worried about AI before the birth rate, there might be a problem with AI. AI might take over their job. They can get some autotoms in there to act like women. They don't need them there anymore talking silly. But if we don't have our birth rate, we don't have a nation. If we don't reproduce, none of it matters.
Actually, generally support this policy, and that may surprise you guys. The number one concern I hear from young people is that they want to have kids, but they don't think they can afford it. And we could argue over whether it's enough money or not, the $5,000. But both Italy and France do this. You get a one-time payment when you have a child. And what it could go toward...
$5,000, so.
Well, it could go toward the out-of-pocket costs for delivering a child, which ranges between about $1,500 and $3,000. If you put it in a 529 savings account when that child is born, by the time they're 18, you'll have twice that. You'll have about $10,000 based on current market conditions. We also have policies like this in place. We have the child tax credit, which gives you a tax credit back for the number of children you have, and the earned income tax credit. Because of this idea that our social safety net, so Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, rely on the younger population keeping up with the older population so they can pay into it. But here's my caveat. This would need to apply to gay couples, not just to women who have children, and to adoptive parents, not just...
Gay couples. We should be incentivizing men and women to get married. We should abolish that abomination, that Obergefell decision where same-sex people could get married. Look, if you're two grown folks and you want to do whatever the hell you want to do, that's your business. But it's not a marriage. You can't procreate. And then it's an abomination and it's a destructive force for two men to be raising a child like their parents, or two women. I don't see it being any less dangerous than when they took the man out of the family or the household in the 60s, predominantly in black neighborhoods, and the women went on welfare and they were raising kids by themselves. You know, we went from 75% two-parent households to 27%. Total destruction almost. And then now they're bringing in all these illegals. And many Democrats will tell you, we need the illegals because our birth rate's down. These women are not talking about, well, we need to quit killing off babies. That's what we should do. I'm going to show you about that stat before I'm done here. But they're talking all this peripheral stuff. And they're not talking about the millions of illegals sucking up the social services for the nation. Because they're all in the bag for that. Let's continue.
People who have children naturally. And finally, they said that they're going to look into ways to lower the cost of IVF. I'm going to need to see it to believe it, but it is too expensive. So many women deal with infertility, and they do need to find a way to lower the cost.
I want to reframe the issue a little bit, because when I look at something like this, these proposals, I want to know why, and I want to know who's making them. And so when I looked into that, they're saying that the U.S. birth rate is declining. However, in 2024, there was a 1% increase in U.S. births. Uh-huh. But that increase was with Hispanic mothers and Asian mothers. So they don't seem to be concerned about that increase. They seem to be more concerned about a decrease in other populations.
Say it.
No, I think I've said enough.
This is the most racist woman of the bunch. What they're talking about, oh, they're concerned about white people. Yeah, white people, and I was going to get into that. Their population replacement rate is down significantly, but not as significant as the Asian. You know, and matter of fact, all of them just about are down except for maybe Hispanics. But what difference does it make what color they are? And then did Donald Trump say that they're talking about giving just white people this bonus to have babies? See, these people have to, particularly this woman, or those two women in the middle, Joy Behar and that other despicable person. They love to keep the racial thing going. If you keep people's minds so fixated on race, they can't see straight. They can't think straight. Logic goes out the window. They don't want you to think positively. They don't want you to think in a positive manner at all. They want you to think angrily. Number one, Donald Trump is a monster. Number two, anything Republicans say is wrong. Even if it's a good thing, it's wrong. And number three, black folks are always getting shafted, and they're going to stay shafted. And they will, and I agree with them, they will continue to stay shafted as long as they keep listening to stuff like that.
So, well, it's just based on a study. And so the other thing,
but
I will...
have they said that anywhere? I mean, I feel like
it's fair
to hope.
It's just a...
Have they said that this is to target only white families?
Oh, I didn't say that.
You have to read between the lines.
I just gave the stats.
You're not going to say it.
It's about economics. They're wanting people to pay in.
I'm just giving facts. And so also, when I...
So now they're saying, okay, you black folks are stupid. This is targeting white folks. So if you have any babies, you're going to be too stupid to go about getting the money. It's the same kind of mentality that says we shouldn't have voter ID. You know, some judge and some, I don't know where the heck this judge, but we got judges doing all kind of crazy stuff right now is stopping Trump's initiative or executive order to demand voter ID for voting throughout the nation. And people like this woman like to say, well, voter ID is racist. Minorities can't get it, or it's difficult for them to get it. You're the one that's racist. You're the one that's saying that black people are too stupid, too inept, too childlike to be able to stand up for their own rights like everybody else. We need people like you to sit over there and stick a pacifier or a big, gigantic governmental breast in our mouth to keep us going. Instead of getting the heck out the way and letting us do whatever we can do and quit accusing us of being imbeciles.
And I think about who's advocating. Project 2025, remember that? Which was tied to the Heritage Foundation, the think tank the think tank that led Project 2025, mm-hmm. they open up the Project 2025 before anything else, talking about family issues. The first chapter promises to restore the family as the centerpiece of American life, and the Heritage Foundation in particular has been researching this issue for over 2 years and is preparing to release a report in the coming weeks on how it believes the administration should counter declining birth rates.
Now, think about what she just said. Oh, number one, remember before the election, they were, oh, this Project 2025 is horrible. And she just framed a positive statement from Project 2025 in a negative tone. How in the beginning, the Project 2025, they were talking about, and the Heritage too, how they were gonna deal with declining birth rates. I had a friend, well, I thought he was my friend, that canceled me before the election because he was scared to death of Project 2025. People like her, all these folks running around telling them, Trump is going to do this Project 2025. It's going to be horrible. Trump said that he never even read it. And so she can't sit over here and accuse Trump of implementing Project 2025. But she conveniently brings it to the table, knowing full well that they were telling everybody about how dangerous and deadly and destructive it was going to be, you know, once Trump got in the office and started implementing it. But since Trump never did, they couldn't use it until they figured out a way to try to weasel it in here. And she's talking about a positive thing negatively. Look at her. I mean, it's just dripping off of her. I mean, I've had enough of these people. I can't take no more. Let's get out of here. People like her. That picture I just showed you of her. I can't think of that woman's name. I don't even want to think of her name. She gets up my nerves. To me, she's representative of a picture like this. A picture like this. They don't want to see live babies. They don't talk about live babies. We got a show here where they're talking about dead babies. Where they're mocking life. This whole Democrat mentality is demonic and godless. It is so godless. You know, we just had a recent Supreme Court hearing. I believe it was in Maryland, where parents are fighting the school system for the right not to expose their children to debauchery, where they're sticking the LGBTQ and all this other mess agenda within require classes. I just read an article today about some woman that can't graduate from high school because she refused, the young girl refused to take this required LGBTQ whatever hell that it is course. I remember recently my former home state of California, they instituted, let me get this debauchery off of the screen, instituted a class, a requirement to teach children in the state of California about famous LGBTQ people. When I was growing up and going to school, we never had any classes whatsoever based on a person's sexual proclivity, ever. But that's what they're doing now. So you know you got this declining birth rate, but you got these people that selling debauchery. I think it's all demonic. It's so demonic that when states try to do something positive, Democrats go negative. This one Democrat representative, she's complaining because the state of Florida wants to teach that life starts at conception. Yeah. I want you to see this clip, what this woman had to say. It's amazing. Check this out.
I will tell you that if my daughter were about to be forced to watch a video that said life begins at conception, I would have a problem with that because I don't share that opinion because it is not fact.
She does not share that opinion that life begins at conception because it's not fact, so she says. The question is her statement a fact? I don't think so. I think her statement is an opinion.
Video is under a special microscope and showing the moment of conception. The very moment that the sperm enters the egg, there is a flash of light. And the light has entered the world.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Oh, I'm sure she don't want to see that. See, the problem is this, I think, with many people. If they even give in to the notion or idea that there is something beyond this world besides man, then they know they're accountable. If they're accountable, then they're responsible for what they do. And they do not want accountability for what they do. They do not want to think about the idea that there could be a creator that they are accountable to. But whether they want to think about it or not, the day is going to come when each and every one of us is going to have to give an account. Those in the body of Christ and those outside of the body of Christ are going to have to give an account. The difference between those in the body and those outside of the body, one will have eternity with Christ and the other one will have eternity without him. You do not want to be without him. Because then you're going to have total damnation, total separation. I don't know how you could be in total darkness and in flame at the same time. But that's not for me to wonder about or worry about. That's for me to share those potentialities of people right now and ask people to take an assessment of themselves. You have a choice. You can be with him or without him. But once you leave this earth, once the light goes off, once you take your last breath, there is no turning back. There is no change. There is nothing else that you can do. But we need to think about life. And we need to think about the life of our children. And we need to do life instead of death. And we've been doing death in this country. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you a short clip of a video I made some time ago about New York City. And I think it's the death capital of this nation.
I hear this cry about systemic racism all the time.
Yet the folks doing all the crying, they don't really care about black people. If they did, they would concentrate on New York City. Blacks are the third largest racial group behind whites and Hispanics. However, from the year 2000 through 2020, there were less black babies born each and every year than there were the year before, except for the period of 2006 and 2007. There were 32,879 black babies born in 2000. There were only 18,162 black babies born in the year 2020. Why? Because of those three racial groups, blacks make up 56% of the abortions. They had more abortions than the whites and the Hispanics combined in New York. So those folks on The View talking about they're trying to increase white birth rates are not looking at the total picture. They just want to keep racial animus going. And from my perspective, any baby that dies in the womb is a tragedy and a horror. I don't care what color, nationality they are. All of them were made in the image of God. And we need to look at him. But I want to look real quick at some statistics on birth rates in the United States. So the recent data shows that the overall took as from 2023 on the fertility rate, the overall fertility rate in the United States is 1.7. 1.7. When they say that the replacement rate is 2.1. Why 2.1? I don't know. My math isn't that good, but I know if there were two people had two babies, that should replace each other. But 1.7 is not two babies. You know. And then they say that the white non-Hispanic replacement rate is 1.6. That's pretty bad. That's very bad for them to be the number one racial population in this nation. And they say black or African American is 1.9. I find that kind of hard to believe based on what's been going on in society. I would think it's less than that, but maybe it's not. But it's still not replacement rate for it to be 12 to 13% of the population. Now we have a Hispanic rate of 2.1, which they are replacing themselves. Fortunately, many of them aren't listening to the nonsense about abortions and the overpopulations and all this crap that's been feeding down the line. Or maybe they've been listening to it, but they have a more healthy respect for the divine. At any rate, the only group that is substantially above is American Muslims. And their rate is somewhere between 2.0 and 3.0. I'm not going to get into that too much, other than the fact that even though these folks are not Christian, they obviously see the need to procreate, to replace, and to fill. And if we Christians were doing what God told us to do, we would be doing the very same thing. But at the rate we're going, we're going to be overran. And we're going to lose our nation. Now, that was for 2023. But if you want to get a better picture, we need to know how many people were born and how many people died. And the only place that I can get an accurate picture of that as far as statistically wise is up to the year 2022. because all of that information wasn't available for 2023. So let's take a look at 2022 and see what the total numbers look like. Look at this. Births. For 2022, we had 3,660,000 births. And total deaths, you know, total deaths, natural cause, car wrecks, murders, whatever. 3,490,000. Based on that, we're only getting 170,000 plus, if that was all there was. But then, on top of that, the United States of America, in 2022, we had 1.2 million abortions. 1.2 million abortions. And those women at The View, they're not going to tell you this stuff. This kind of information, they're not going to tell you. So here we are. We have a negative 1,030,000 people. Negative. That means going down, folks. With the LGBTQ stuff, that does not make babies. When you're castrating little boys and putting puberty blockers in girls, you're sterilizing those folks. When you're encouraging men to lay up with other men, you're not producing sperm that's going to do anything. Or women to lay up with women, you got a bunch of ovaries that aren't going anyplace. When you're sitting over here, you know, what was that? Ketanji Brown Jackson or Jackson Brown or whatever the heck her name is, talking about she don't know what a woman is, you know. And now I think with this case in Maryland where people were trying to get their children to quit watching and reading debauchery, she was saying stuff like, well, you can put your kids in other schools. They don't have to go there. And that's fascinating from a black woman that knows full well that the vast majority of people, particularly black folks that aren't that well off, that Democrats like her claim that they want to represent, can't afford to go to private school. And people like her that, you know, the teachers union control or influence dramatically are not in line with saying, you know what, let's give these people school vouchers so they can take their kids wherever they want to take their kids. So they don't have to go to these schools that want to promote stuff that their family is against. No. Yeah. It's easier said than done, particularly with somebody like her who could do what she want to do. And I'm always fascinated by folks that claim to stand up for black folks and they don't live the life they claim to stand. But that's another story. The fact of it is, 1,030,000 babies negative because we killed off 1,200,000. We would have a plus in this society, which we need. But we don't. And we're going to continue having a negative as long as we keep listening to people like those folks on The View, as long as we keep policies that are contrary to the will of God, as long as we keep going to places or spending our money around society or culturally negative influences like Disney, we're going to keep going down the tubes. We need to turn our minds and hearts back to God. We need to start thinking from a biblical worldview. We need to repent and start filling the earth as we were designed to do. We need to have Christians stand up for righteousness and truth more than anything. You know, it's amazing to me, and I can never get used to it. All the people that I deal with that claim that they're Christians, claim that they believe and love and serve the Lord God and won't do nothing. In fact, not only are they not doing anything, they're voting for the folks that are against God all the time. Many of them. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. They do it. They will ignore me, or they'll try to denigrate me, or they'll go Trump. Well, if it wasn't Trump, it was Bush. Or whoever. It might be Vance next. Who? It doesn't matter. They do not pay attention to what God's word says. They pay attention to what they're told to pay attention to. They pay attention to the Democrat Party and all the vile, nasty, horrible, godless stuff that that party represents. They ignore. They listen to the gatekeepers, the charlatan preachers, and particularly the black folks. The black folks, they listen to them more than anybody. You know, and they never get the message. Well, I'm gonna give it to it one more time. I want them to listen to it.
The minister's work is also important. And also, he should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. And the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members.
In 1939, Margaret Sanger wrote that in a letter to fellow eugenicist Clarence Gamble regarding the American Birth Control League's Negro Project. Gamble was an heir to the Procter & Gamble fortune and a major financial backer of Sanger's. He also provided funding for other eugenics projects and even gave money directly to the North Carolina Eugenics Board that sterilized Elaine Riddick.
Yes, these people, black Democrats and white liberals, are destroying this country because they will not stand up for the will of God. And you know, and the funny thing about it is, the liberals know it. They know it. They don't care one lick at all if you hoop and holler or say you love God all you want. Just like this demon in the Congress from Georgia, that Senator Warnock. This guy got the nerve to say that he's for abortion because Jesus would be for abortion. But black Democrats, they're so stuck on pigmentation that they can't see straight. They can't see the will or the word of God with any effect and truth and honesty. They make excuses. I mean, I've never seen, or I never could understand people. They've got it so fixated in their mind that Trump is such an evil racist that killing babies don't matter. Homosexuality doesn't matter. The destruction of the family doesn't matter. You know, drag queen story hour doesn't matter. None of this, none of the vile, God-hating stuff matters because they're told to hate Trump, you know, and the Republican Party. So just like right now, the main thing Democrats are doing right now It's this illegal alien nonsense. Biden let millions of people into this country. Thousands of convicted, I'm talking about convicted murderers. Almost 500,000 sex offenders. We're talking about the people they let in. And now you got these Democrat judges that are doing everything they can to block us getting them out. Where are the Democrats? I'm talking about the so-called God-fearing Democrats. These people need due process. Well, hell, if you give them due process, just give them, go ahead and make them citizens, because they'll never get out of here. If you treat them like an American citizen, they will be here forever. It'll take over 100 years to have those court cases. And these people know it. You have to stand up for what's right. You have to stand up for the will of God, the word of God, decency, morality, and civility. And unless the people take a stand, a righteous, moral stand, this nation is going to be gone. And Trump is not the problem. All you have to do is decide. God first. If God is first, the rest is easy. But if your party's first, if your pigmentation's first, if you allow debauchery to continue to metastasize in this society, the rot is going to get you sooner or later. Think about it. Pray about it. And then do something about it. This is Sam Tolley, and I'm out.